Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm Paul White. Some have been asking me, do we call you Pastor Paul White? Do we call you Evangelist Paul White? Do we call you Teacher Paul White? And I just tell people, call me Paul. And if you want to stick a title in front of it, whatever one you want is fine with me. Many people, even though I'm not pastoring a local church, still consider us their pastor or one of their pastors or consider us their teacher, whatever. Titles are not that important to me. And so just, I'm Paul, and I have a website, and I try to tell people that Jesus loves them. We are looking at filling our calendar for 2016. We've already added a couple of events heading into the new year. We'll tell you about those as the old year unfolds a little further. We're heading into August. We will be traveling to the western side of Canada in the month of August. Listen in on the first few days of the month. We'll give you details as we come back to Victoria, British Columbia, at the end of the month of August. We'll also be doing a meeting in Southern California. We'll tell you about that as the month of August unfurls in a few days. Anyhow, we are closing out the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians. The 23rd and 24th verses are all that is left in front of us as Paul has come to the conclusion of a letter that I feel like is a letter, the letter of love. There's such awesome information in this letter about falling in love with Jesus and knowing who you are and walking in love towards your neighbor. So today we deal with peace to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. What a perfect sermon. Ephesians 6:23, peace to the brethren and love with faith. This is an interesting connection that you do not hear. You hear about grace and faith. You hear about grace and the Spirit, whatever. So love and faith. What an interesting combination. And it could be because it's the twin pillars that Paul believes Christianity is made of. Because if you read his writings, he talks more, even more about love and faith than he does about grace. The idea that you are loved, loved by the Father, and that you love one another, and the prerequisite of accessing the grace of God by faith, that how can someone, I don't want to put words in Paul's mouth, but as we interpret what he's, why he connects love and faith, we might see how can you divorce the idea of being loved by God and falling in love with Jesus from the necessity of faith, for how could you love that which you didn't believe in? Now I think by default, if you love the Lord, you believe in the Lord. I guess you could say you could believe in the Lord and not love the Lord, and that would be the great tragedy, and that's where most of the world is, I think, right now. Majority of people on the planet believe in the Lord. Not everyone believes in Jesus, but they don't have love with that belief, because that would truly be faith. If they had love with their belief, they would have faith. They would have a confidence that God loves them back, that he loves them in spite of themselves, that he has forgiven them of their sins. And even in the church circles, forgiveness of sins is that great and problematic theology that seems to cause so much stress in so many pulpits, as when is a man forgiven and how forgiven is a man and how does a man stay forgiven? And yet in the message of love and faith, all of these things seem to take care of themselves. Know that you're loved, love the Lord. When you do these things, that is faith. You don't have to try to quantify it or put 17 verses on it. Just know you're loved and loved back. And make this how you present the Father to other people, through the lens of love and teaching them to believe it. We'll close the book and we'll close the month tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.